This is Bonnie Gillespie, and this is a special edition of The Work. So occasionally I'll receive a submission from an actor, either electronically or hard copy, less and less hard copy, or they'll come in for an audition and bring their hard copy headshot and resume. And the actor's direct contact information is nowhere to be found on the resume. Now, I understand the reason for this. Usually it's because there is an agent or manager representing the actor, and the agent or manager has said, take your own information off your resume and let me be the point of contact, because we've now entered into an agreement where I will negotiate all your deals, I will take care of booking you, and I, of course, will take the commission for having done so. And so actors, of course, new into relationships with representatives will say, fantastic, yay, agent, I love you, and I'm so excited, and I have total faith in our ability to jam together and make tons of money, so I'm going to take my personal contact number off my resume. Here's the downside to that. Every casting director has a story of having tried to book, not schedule for an audition, book for a job, an actor whose agent is unavailable, won't return phone calls, whose manager is on vacation and isn't handling calls in the same manner. Now, certainly, with most awesome agents and managers, there's going to be an outgoing message that says, here's my cell phone number for emergencies, because they do want to be reachable and they do want to negotiate contracts on your behalf. However, occasionally, there are reps out there that won't be reachable for enough of a window of time that casting will have to move on to the second choice actor. Because if we can't find you, and especially if you've not made it easy for us to find you by not giving us any kind of contact information outside of your reps on your resume, we're going to move to the next guy. We're going to move to the next gal. That's just how fast casting works sometimes. Now, here's the other side of that. If you have left your agent and I'm still holding on to your old headshot and you have no idea what pack rats casting directors can be, you have no idea how long we're holding on to your information. I have actually reached out to an agent before trying to bring in an actor on a project, and that actor is no longer with the agent. It doesn't matter if the actor left or if the agent dropped you, whatever, it doesn't matter. But I've had the agent say, oh, actually, she's no longer with me, but let me tell you about this actor that I have picked up in the meantime, who does exactly what she does and 10 times better. Because the agent's job is not to help me find you. The agent's job is to get me to cast the person that they brought on to take over the slot that you used to have on their roster, because they want that commission and they're going to hustle and they know I have a role available or else I wouldn't be calling looking for you. So there's that factor as well. I actually put out a breakdown, and between the time that the breakdown went out and I started calling people in for auditions, and I think this is probably about 4 days between the breakdown going out and making the calls for auditions. And I actually did a C-mail through Actors Access and said, okay, these are the actors that I want to schedule. The agent replied back, no longer repped by us. So in that very short period of time, that actor had gone from being submitted by that particular agency to no longer being on that roster. And again, that agent did not try to help me find that actor. That agent tried to sell me the other version of this actor that they had since signed, or that was already on the roster before, but that they weren't pushing on me because at the time they were pushing the first actor. So this is an issue, though, where agents who really struggle with this and really want you to only put their contact information on the resume tend to do that because there's this fear-based mindset. They worry that if you're contacted directly by a producer, by a casting director, by a director, a filmmaker, a writer, anybody who is populating a project, the agent worries that you will close the deal by yourself and not pay commission. So this comes from a really fear-based place, and I just don't think that fear needs to come into a relationship between an agent and the actor. I think that representation relationship needs to be healthy and filled with hell yes. Y'all have heard me talk about that before, and I think that we need to understand that professional actors pay commission every single time, regardless of who books the role for you. And here's why I bring that up. Because I've seen conversation from actors in which they say, I'm not going to pay commission on this one because I booked it myself. Or I don't like my agent because I book all my own work. Or I don't think my manager's hustling for me because the past four auditions I've gotten, I got for myself. They're all for my own personal relationships. And I have to remind you guys, please, please, please remember, when you get into a relationship with an agent or manager, first of all, it needs to be a hell yes. It needs to be amazing. It needs to be, oh my God, I'm so excited that I am repped by you and you are so excited that you have me as a client. Aren't we so lucky? Hell yes. That there's no question that you're going to pay commission every time. Because you don't know how many times the agent or manager has pitched you or has submitted you or has talked you up at a networking event to a buyer that, yeah, you know personally, but maybe it's something that your rep has done that tipped the scales, that made it so when you reached out through social networking or you attended a networking event or you went to a casting director workshop and then suddenly you got called in by that casting office, the tipping point was actually the work that your agent or manager did. You can't know for sure. So rather than say, well, I'm keeping score and this one was one of mine, so you don't get commission, but this one was one of yours, so you do get commission. Guys, I beg you, just get into the habit of being a pro, because pros pay commission every fucking time. I am serious about this. Pros pay commission because that's the deal. Pros pay commission because the contract they enter into with the reps says they will do so. And if you only ever enter into a contract with rep that you're hell yes about, you're excited to pay commission. You can't wait to give that cut to the team member who is totally on board for you and can't wait to pitch you and get you out for your next project. And if instead you've signed with someone who you're realizing, oh, they're so not a hell yes, oh my God, this is the worst decision I've ever made, I have such a shitty agent. Okay, drop them. Leave. Don't become that actor who says, well, I'm going to stay with them because I'd rather have something than nothing, and then not pay them commission, because then you're not playing like a pro. And I know you didn't get into this business to play like a non-pro. So always keep your contact information on your resume. If your agent or manager has a problem with that, have a come to Jesus with them and have that conversation in which you state, I'm never going to edge you out of a commission. I am always going to put you in the loop. The second casting calls me directly and says, we want to book you, I'm going to say, great, book through my agent, Mr. Hell Yes. And I am always going to keep you in the process. But because we all want me to work, my contact information stays on my resume. And the Hell Yes agent or manager is going to say, totally get it, and I believe you, and that's a deal. It's only people who come from a place of fear or a place of greed or a place of scorekeeping who do it any differently than that. So really take a look at how you are relating with your rep and where that commission needs to come down on all of it, which should be every single time, and everything starts to get much clearer. I want you to have a hell yes throughout your entire life, all the time. Join me over at BonnieGillespie.com for more goodness. As always, thanks for joining me. This has been Bonnie Gillespie, and until next time, keep creating.